Blog Talk Radio.
Join us and welcome everyone to Miracle Internet Church.
We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time it is, wherever you are. On Sundays, we meet together at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. And we invite you to join us then as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for coming in our midst. He says, when two or three of us are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. Amen. So he's here, everybody. Everybody, the Lord is here. Yes, he is. I can feel him in the atmosphere. The Lord is present, and he is here, and he has a word for his people. Amen. One thing about it, the Lord does not leave us stranded and go somewhere else when we come together. No, he promises to be in our midst, and he is. And he speaks to us, and he tells us exactly what he wants us to know. Amen? So we're never at a loss at what he wants to say, because he makes himself extremely clear. And if I don't quite get there, he'll get me there. Amen? He'll just open my mouth and speak himself. So I want to thank everyone who joined us and everyone who will recast this broadcast. Our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Again, that's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up in your browser, go to MIC Radio Chat. There's a link that says MIC Radio Chat. And if you're from outside of the United States, God bless you. We love you. Thank you for joining us. Amen. Click that link and go to guest. Click guest and put a name there, your name or your handle, not your social security number, your phone number, and your address, none of that. Not your mother's maiden name, none of that. Just your handle, okay? And sign in and say hi to everybody, and everybody will say hi back to you, because we're very friendly here, and we love people, and we love God, and we love his word, and we are committed to him, and we pray that you are too. If not, as you listen, we pray that the words that are spoken will help you to grow in your commitment and devotion to Jesus Christ. And if you have not received him as Lord and Savior, we invite you to call in and speak with me, and we can talk about that matter, and we can come to a resolution. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. Now, if you're on a cellular device, you already have the telephone number. You can sign in, and when you pull up miracleinternetchurch.com in your browser, across the banner, you'll see three white dashes on a black background. Click that. That's what opens the links. Amen? You can bang all over that screen if you want, but if you don't hit those three dashes, those links will not open. Amen? Praise God. So it opens up all the other links, and you can go to MIC Radio Chat and sign in and say hi, just like everybody else. Amen. I hope that you're having a wonderful fast time with the Lord. I know I am. I know that the Lord is making changes in my life. I pray that he's making changes in yours. You know, it's always a beautiful, unifying thing when the body of Christ comes together to seek the Lord. And we're not seeking the Lord to get some particular thing. We're seeking him. Amen? We're seeking to be more like him. we're seeking to be changed into his image. So, the Lord is pleased, and we get blessed. And that's just absolutely wonderful, amen? It's just nothing like it, knowing that you're pleasing the Lord with what you're doing and that he is very pleased with you. That's a very, very, very deep, satisfying experience. There are a lot of things that you can participate in the earth, but I don't believe there are too many more satisfying than experiences with the Lord. I have found over my years of growth and development that those are the most satisfying experiences that there are, and I wouldn't trade one of them for anything. Amen? And I pray that you're discovering that too as you're growing in your relationship with the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope those of you who wanted to eat chicken got to eat chicken. And those of you who wanted to eat chicken soup got to eat chicken soup. Amen? Praise the Lord. As for me, I've been drinking a lot of tea. So we'll be fine. The Lord will take care of that. And those of you who had a migraine, I pray that you drank enough water so that your body could detox and you get rid of that thing. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, God works with us physically, too, when we're on a fast. Yes, he does. He works with our bodies. And he prepares our bodies for things. And we can't understand what he's doing, but he knows. He knows what we're missing, what we need, what we don't have. And so I want to encourage you, as the fast ends at midnight tonight, if the Lord is encouraging you to continue, then by all means, obey the Lord. Amen? If he is encouraging you to continue to extend the fast somewhat, by all means, obey him. He's working. Amen? He's working. And I want to encourage you not to run off and have a steak tomorrow. You come off of a fast gradually. Amen? You enter into it gradually, and you exit gradually. It's like the highway. You have an entrance ramp. You have an exit ramp. And they help you on, and they help you off. And that's the way you do that. So that means you will not jump up tomorrow morning and decide you want steak for breakfast. Praise the Lord. Amen. You'll rethink that, won't you? And you'll talk to the Holy Spirit. What should I have for breakfast? If you're going to have it. Amen? Amen. So there, those of you who forgot to drink your water, you can drink your water. Amen. So it's going to be great, and we're going to see the blessings of the Lord absolutely positively everywhere. Amen. Amen. No, no, tomorrow morning for breakfast is not the time for cheesecake. Praise God. So, let us go before the Lord our God in prayer. You know, Father, we thank you. Thank you for the fellowship of the body of Christ. It helps everybody to love everybody. It does. It helps for everybody to love everybody. Everybody needs love. And you pour out your love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that love needs to go to everybody, including ourselves. Amen? So we want to thank you for the Holy Spirit who does the pouring. We want to thank you that we've gotten some things out of our hearts that weren't you. So there's more room for more love and more grace and more peace. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the Word of God, Father. We want to thank you for Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for your love for us and your care for us and your attention in our lives. We want to thank you for growth and maturity. We want to thank you for an ear to hear. We want to thank you for a mind to receive and a heart to believe you. We want to thank you for growing faith, because we're not who we were when we started this year out. We're into the fall now, Lord, but we've grown. We've grown since last year. We want to thank you for the growth. We want to thank you for the places that you've taken us to and the lessons that you've taught us. We are grateful for your intervention in our lives. Some of us have had to say goodbye to people we love very dearly, but we know that they are safe with you, and we thank you for that. Buddha can't do that for his followers. But again, Buddha's not God. You are. And besides you, there is none other. So we want to thank you, Father, for all of your wisdom, for all of your holding us in your everlasting arms. We thank you that when our mother and father forsake us, you yourself take us up. It's important to us. We thank you for your closeness. We thank you for your nearness. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the armor of God. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you that he renews us. He convicts us of sin. We need it. He baptizes us into the body of Christ. He guides. He releases grace to us. He empowers us. He sets us aside as your very own, Lord. He bears witness of the things that you said to us. And he reveals things to us. The things of God. He comforts us. He releases joy. He releases discernment. He brings forth our fruit. That's right. We have fruit, Lord. All of this believing and fasting and praying and seeking and warfare, we have fruit. And our fruit will remain. We thank you, Lord, that he makes intercession for us, that he turns on that little light in our mind so we understand what you're really trying to explain to us. He helps us to understand. He teaches us and so many more things, Lord. He's going to take us from this planet to meet you in the air. So we want to thank you for the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you, Lord. We ask you to help us never to grieve him. We ask you, Lord, to help us to walk in a relationship with him that is pleasing. We ask you, Lord, because we have a tendency to go astray, you know. We have a tendency to do things kind of backwards sometimes. And we need help staying on the right path. We need help to do the right thing at the right time. So we ask you, Lord, to help us never to grieve him, never to offend him, never to run him off. You know, he's left some people because they didn't want him around. But we do. We do. And we thank you, Lord, that you give your Holy Spirit to those that obey you. So we're seeking to walk in obedience to you, Lord, because we want the Holy Spirit to be with us. We repent for every time we've grieved him. We repent for every time we've disobeyed him. We repent for every time we've ignored his prompting. We repent for every time we forgot what he told us. And we didn't hold it in our thoughts and in our hearts, Father. We ask for forgiveness. And we ask you to strengthen us and help us Help us to be focused. Help us not to be distracted. Help us to pay attention to what we ought to be paying attention to. We love you, Lord, and we give you praise. We thank you for allowing us to walk in divine health because Jesus had to. We thank you that you heal our diseases, and by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. We have been healed. We thank you that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and that you are our good shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that you empower us so we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, we thank you for the strengthening and the grace that we receive to go through this fast. We thank you, Lord, for your work being done in us. It's amazing. It's simply amazing, the things that you do. It's simply amazing to us, the changes that you make. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, demonic assignments, satanic agendas, his plans, orders, devices, tactics, maneuvers, and timings against the righteous. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of his wicked works that he lays out, all of his witchcraft and all of his agents' stubbornness, we chain with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. Father, the word declares that stubbornness is the same as witchcraft, Lord. And we bind the stubbornness. We bind the hard-headedness. We bind the resistance to the Holy Spirit. And we bind witchcraft in Jesus' name. It shall not prevail against the children of God in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom. We close and seal all portals, channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. And we bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, all electronic, technology, and digital demons in Jesus' name and their attacks. We bind Leviathan and his attacks, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, and all of their attacks, we bind in the name of Jesus. We bind pain-afflicting spirits and sleep deprivation spirits. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes, the injuries, and all remote viewing in the name of Jesus. We bind all the voices of the stranger and their attacks. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, all target radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks. We bind all the voices of the stranger and the hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, every mystic ritual and their intent. We overturn and empty all the cauldrons and chalices on the heads of the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind Egyptian, Chaldean, Santeria, Buddhist black magic, Hindu, Australian, European, African, Indian, Caribbean, Latin American black magic, and white magic in the name of Jesus Christ. And we return those attacks back on wherever they came from. We return each of those attacks according to the covenant wherever they came from, at their point of origin, in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack, all nanobots, back to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. And we bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the culture in Jesus' name. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in the name of Jesus. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus. We place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus, and we bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting spirits, the gods of the people of the land, and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind Mammon and his agents, and all demons sent forth to intimidate, manipulate, harass, lie against, wear down, mock, destroy, infect, sabotage, spy, confuse, distract, block, besmirch, hinder, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, despise, undermine, corrupt, and defile, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind each of those devils in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return and loose their attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, fantasy, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, all martial arts, all transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, yoga, and Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, mayhem and chaos, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all the works of the devil, especially those that are attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of root work, idolatry, rebellion, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear. We bind all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Baphomet and his 72, Atlas, Apollyon, Mammon, Zeus, Neptune, Python, Basilic, Molech, Baal, Beelzebub, and Belial. And we chain you with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return the afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and its intent in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for that, Lord, that you've given us power and authority over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind every tradition and every custom rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers, their fear, harassment, their mind control, and witchcraft, send it back on their own heads in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask you for eyes to see, for ears to hear, for hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We are the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We are grateful for that, Lord. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every demon that has followed us, that was sent to us, transferred to us, and we command them to leave us now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every devil that comes out of the computer when downloading an email, opening a web page, or any other work that we must do on the technology in the name of Jesus. We bind every devil coming across the computer lines. We send them back where they came from with all their curses in Jesus' name. We cover our vehicles with the blood of Jesus Christ and the road on which we travel. We thank you, Lord. We bind calamities. We bind accidents. We bind tragedies. We bind collisions. We bind collisions near us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind hurt to harm, property, and persons in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for those state troopers and policemen that you have given us to help us in such times. We thank you for the EMTs. We thank you, Lord, for all who come to assist. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that are released when people are on the roadways in Jesus' name. And we send their confusion back to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We send their attacks back to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free from them. We loose ourselves from them. We bind them over the intersections in our towns and in our cities and in our state in Jesus' name. We bind their wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send their wickedness back upon them. We ask you, Lord, to help us close the breach. Hallelujah. Close the breach that was made, Father, that gave them entrance to our communities in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to seal it up, so they can't have an opening in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. And we pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, and anything that was sent to us, we send it right back in the name of Jesus. You cannot stay in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no place for you. We thank you and we give you praise. And we cut ourselves free from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, any form of agreement with the demonic realm or a demonic entity in Jesus' name. We tear down and we destroy walls of protection around nanobots, shamans, Satanists, wizards, sorcerers, witches, and warlocks in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of all of their curses, all of their spells, vexes, and hexes, all their fetishes and charms, all their psychic warfare and psychic thoughts and prayers that they sent against us, all of their voodoo, magic, all their mind control, all of their bewitchments and death spirits and potions and jinxes, all of their torments and pains and sicknesses and incense and candle burnings and incantations and chantings, all the psychic warfare they sent against the saints, all their root works and crystals and tribal rituals and sins. We bind all their wicked works and especially their works leading into this portion of the year, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the works they do on the high days in the name of Jesus. Around the equinox, we bind the work they do around solar eclipses in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the works that they do toward the planets in the name of Jesus Christ, invoking the moon and the stars and such. We bind Halloween, we bind the Day of the Dead, and all of their financial profits. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we ask that you sink their profits so low that they go into the pit in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to make Halloween the most unprofitable holiday that exists in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up their finances and every avenue for their finances for this holiday in the name of Jesus. We close those portals in the name of Jesus Christ. We seal those portals in the name of Jesus Christ. And the deficit of blood that the witchcraft community has, we close up the portals of supply in Jesus' name. We close and seal the portals of supply of blood to the witchcraft community in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to touch our animals in the name of Jesus. We cover our animals with the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone. We release Psalm 91 over all that pertains to our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that you watch over your people. We bind spirits of bitterness and murder and hatred and envy and jealousy in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of wizardry in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit sent out to attack a holy one of God. We bind every spirit sent out to attack unassuming persons that are yet to become Christians in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father, for the work that you're doing. Runde da bresse da di dioso te da bricche de di dioso tu lo bricchia roca te di brisce te da broca di di dioso di bricche di riuscio tu lo bracca ta da bresse chi. Yes, sir. The Lord says that he wants each of us to reanoint the front doors, you know, the doors of entry to wherever we live. Wherever it is we live, wherever that is, even if you live in a tent, the Lord wants you to reanoint the openings to enter and to come out of your dwelling in Jesus' name. So that's something we will do. Thank you, Father, for reminding us, and we will do that in Jesus' name. And we are to anoint ourselves as well before the fast ends. Amen. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Now, if you've never anointed anything, Yes, you can do the garage door too. You go in and out of there. If you've never anointed anything, we just do it very basically. We get some olive oil from the grocery store or the kitchen, wherever it happens to be, and we ask the Lord to bless it. We ask him to put his grace on it. We thank him for it and that we use it to anoint. That's what we do. We don't make it, you know, we don't get all ritualistic about it. We do it in obedience to the Lord. So if that's where your olive oil is in the kitchen, well, you know where to find it already. And we ask the Lord to bless it, to place his grace upon it. And then we use it to anoint, and we start usually on the left side of the door, across the top, and then down the right side. And that's how we do it, and we do it in the name of Jesus. Amen? Very simple. Very, very simple. Well, I can't reach the top. Well, you can use something to help you get the job done, whatever that is. The Lord will help you. Ask him to show you what to do, and he will. And it's not hard. Very simple. Amen? Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, saints. Tonight, our featured psalm, that'll work. Our featured psalm is Psalm 14. And our verses for meditation come from the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19. Verses 26 through 28. Leviticus chapter 19, verses 26 through 28. And our featured ebook is Binding Caging Demons. That's right. Some of you have never read that book. It's a very basic book. And some of you have never read it. And when you read it, the Holy Spirit will point out things to you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, saints, we're going to talk about an important subject that you couldn't wait to find out about. Well, I just found out about it today. Let God have his way. Let God have his way. You see, this is something we have to allow to happen. It's not just going to happen because we're breathing. We have to allow God to have his way. And sometimes that means we need to get out of the way. That's right. Sometimes we need to get out of the way. You know, I'm reminded of when somebody explained to me what a helicopter parent is. They told me it was a parent that stays there and hovers over the child, watching every little move the child makes, you know, make sure everything goes perfect all the time. It doesn't work that way so well. You see, there comes a time when the parent needs to back up and let the child, so to speak, spread his wings and figure out what's going on in life and figure out who they are, amen, and what they're doing and all about their surrounding. You know, there are some people that do that even when they have adult children. They want to watch over them and help them with every little this and every little that. And no, it doesn't work that way. You got to back up, refocus, and focus on the Lord. When he wants to put you into play, he will. And when he doesn't, it doesn't require you to get in it. You know, they're going to call you and tell you all this, all that, and all the other. And you say, mm-hmm. But if the Lord doesn't open your mouth, you don't necessarily have to open it. Amen? You see, when you raise your child, you raise them a certain way to be respectful, to live a certain kind of decent, wholesome lifestyle, and they went off in the world, and they did just what they felt like doing. They listened to the things you said that they wanted to listen to, and the things they didn't want to listen to, they didn't. And they did just what they thought they were grown enough to do. And they got into trouble, too. And you were trying to warn them because you'd already been down that street and you knew pretty much what was going to happen. They didn't want to hear that. So what did they do? They tuned you out and turned you off. They tuned you out and turned you off. They decided they didn't want to hear about that Jesus church stuff because they want to get out there with all the other children that were sinning because sin looked like so much fun. So instead of paying attention to you and what you're saying, because what you are saying affects their life for the rest of their life, they decide they're just going to shake their behinds and do just what they feel like doing. They're not going to sit back and think about what they're doing. They're not going to think about whether or not it's right or wrong or whether it's a wise thing to do. They're just going to do what they feel like doing because they're grown now and they can do what they want to do. They can be as rebellious and hard-headed and stiff-necked is they feel like being. You train them to dress in a way that was respectful, that represented the upbringing that they received. No, they're, if you look at them now, sometimes you wonder just who their parents are. Amen? They want to show you that they have an identity. Well, you knew that before they were born. They've got an identity, and here it is. Not that they realize what they really look like, but they've got to show you what this identity is that they have. And you know, when it's all said and done, later on, when some maturity begins to settle in and they're still alive, God kept you from killing them. They realize how wrong they were. But usually that's way down the line. It's not right now. So right now you need a lot of patience. You need a lot of love. You need a lot of long suffering because they got some hard head. Well, I've got a word for you tonight. There's a word. It's called let God have his way. God knows how. God knows how to straighten out that person in your life that refuses to go right. He knows how. Yes, he does. You know, the old people used to say a hard head makes for a soft behind. Well, it is the truth. God knows how to chastise. God knows how to punish. God knows how to help them be humiliated when they need to be humiliated. God knows how to get a hard-headed person's attention. It doesn't matter how old and hard-headed they are. Amen? So don't despair. Despair, God has heard your prayers. He's seen your pain and your suffering, and he knows what you're going through and what you're dealing with. Some of it's generational, and some of it is just straight-up rebellion. That's all there is to it. So, don't despair, saints. God is on the case, and he knows how to handle this situation best. They're not going to outsmart God. I can remember personally when I moved back to Jacksonville, I can take you to the place that I was when he said it. I was on an exit ramp off I-95, and I heard the Lord as clear as you hear me now. That stuff that you got away with your parents, you're not going to get away with me. And that's what he said to me. And I got the point right then and right there. I got the point. God knows how to get through to your hard-headed one, no matter what their age. So don't despair and don't give up. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 23. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 23. Any be a hearer of the word. That means they have to be able to hear. All right? We have an ear on the outside to hear sounds. And we have an ear on the inside to hear God. God can make anybody hear him. They can be deaf on the outside and hear him clearly on the inside. And your hard-headed kids can hear him too. They just don't want to pay him any mind. That's all. So if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself. Says, look there, look at here, look at here. And then he goes his way. And soon as he leaves, he forgets what he saw in the mirror. He forgets who he really is in relation to the word of God. So, saints, the Lord is leading us to rid ourselves of all that is wrong and out of his order in our lives, what is not pleasing in us and about us. God's messages to us are wonder-working when we choose to receive the message. God's messages to us are wonder-working when we choose to receive the message, because the message will save our soul as it takes hold in our heart. So don't just listen because God wants us to listen. Listen and obey him. Let's not kid around and fool ourselves. If we listen and fail to obey him, all that we have done to look into the Bible as though it is a mirror, and as soon as the message is over, you are not viewing yourself in the light of scriptures. So you soon forget what the scripture showed you. But if you recast the message and pray as you re-listen, you will remember what was said and you will do what God wants. Then God will bless you. Amen? Then God will bless you. So don't forget that. That's one of your first notes. Recast, listen, don't miss anything. I know there's some people that recast up as many as four times because every time they recast, they hear something they missed. And we can't afford to miss anything that God says to us. It's vital. Our lives depend on it. Amen? James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Isn't that interesting? The Bible says we shouldn't go around bragging about, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Because usually when you do that, you've not sought permission from the Lord. You're just on your list of what your I'm going to do list. And the Lord is saying that we ought to take this scripture seriously. We really ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall do this or that. And we're not taking this scripture seriously. And he's telling us that all of our boasting is actually evil. That's right. You know, you get together your list of things to do because you're going to do it your way. Amen. It's so. To presume is to take upon yourself without permission or authority. That's what to presume means. It is to take it upon yourself without permission or without authority. It means to take for granted. It means to accept as true whatever the situation is, due to a lacking of proof to the contrary. It's an overstepping of proper bounds. It's a forwardness, unashamed boldness. You see, many of the saints think that they can plan out their daily living without seeking the Lord's will or permission on each objective. And in so doing, they violate Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, and other scriptures. You know, it takes a while to learn that you actually have to seek the Lord on things that you normally do. You say, well, why do I have to do this? Well, for one thing, the days are evil that we live in, and it's becoming darker and darker and darker outside. And we have to walk ever so close to the Lord. We can't afford to walk any way we feel like walking. You've seen that before. You've seen the mother that's out with her children, and she's trying to keep them close to her. Why? Because the devil is around and wicked people are around, and it's safer for them when they're close to her. But no, they want to sport their independence. They don't want her holding their hand. They don't want anybody holding their hand. They just want to walk free and swing their arms and do what they feel like doing because they think they're all that. And the Lord is saying, some of us are doing that, and he doesn't like it. We need to walk very, very close to the Lord in these times. The Bible says evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. It's going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get better. And we need to seek to cling to the Lord, to be close to him, not to be out there dancing up and down, running all around, doing our little thing, going, oh, I'm under the blood, I'm under the blood, I'm under the blood. Well, let me tell you something. Walk close to the Lord. Walk close to the Lord. Amen. And you've seen that parent trying to chase down that child. And what does the child do? Go to running away, just running as fast as they can. They don't know where they're running to. They're just gone. And the parent's concerned the car might be coming, and they're trying to catch the child, and the child just running as fast as those little legs will take them. Well, the Lord doesn't want us doing that. He wants us to stay close to him because danger is everywhere. So in Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5, he tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Mm-hmm. In all thy ways, he didn't say some or a few, all, in all thy ways, acknowledge him first, really, and he shall direct thy path. It did not say you get to direct your path. It just doesn't say that. Be not wise in your own eyes, in your own opinion. Don't decide, well, I know how to do this. I don't have to pray about this. I've done this. I've been doing this for how many years now? I don't need to seek the Lord about this. I can do this. It says clearly, be not wise in thine own eyes. Reverence, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. What evil? Trying to be independent of the Lord. That's right. That's exactly right. You see? Many of the saints, I'll say this again, think that they can plan out their daily living without seeking the Lord's will or permission on each objective. And in so doing, they violate these scriptures. Well, do I have to pray about every single thing, you say? No, you don't have to. You get to. The sinner has no access to divine guidance, as saints do. You got to realize that. They do not qualify for covenant benefits. But you do. In Matthew, beginning with verse 25, Matthew chapter 15, beginning with verse 25, it talks about a woman who came to the Lord, but she wasn't a Jew. She wasn't an Israelite. She wasn't a part of the covenant. She was an outsider. She was considered, they called them dogs because they were outside of the covenant. So, in verse 25, then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet. It is not fitting to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. In other words, she was asking him to use whatever means he had to help her in her situation. And he said, no, it's not fitting that I take what's set aside for this group of people and cast it to those who have no covenant at all. So you see, non-covenant people don't have the same rights and privileges as saints do. They don't. So, what do you do? Do you decide that it's time to trim those trees? So up you go without another thought? Is that how you start your day? Well, what did the Lord desire? When you woke up, he had a plan too. Could it be that he wanted you to sit quietly and listen to him? Could that be? Did he want you to make a phone call to witness? Is that possible? But how could he tell you that? No, he couldn't, because you had an appointment with those trees you had to trim. And you'd had it all planned out in your mind. You're on your way to get the tools and the gloves and everything else you need. You are on a mission. But maybe not his mission. You already had your own will and mind determined, right? Making plans without the Lord's involvement at every step is not only foolish, but it is dangerous as well. I have to admit that as many accidents as there are on the highway, one of the reasons that I have missed quite a few of those is because I wait until the Lord gives me the go-ahead to leave, to go out. I don't just fly out the door because there's a door and I can go out. You said, what? That's what I said. I don't just fly out the door because there's a door there and it can open and I can go out. I wait for the Lord to release me to leave. Shocking, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It could cost you your life. The wrong time could cost you your life. It could cost somebody else theirs. It could cost somebody their salvation. Timing is important in this life. And as we are in this end-time harvest season, timing is extremely important. It's vital. Selfishness is sin. It means that your will is your idol. You know, the way you want it, how you think it ought to be. Mm-hmm. And Jesus Christ does not have first place in your life still. Saints, it is always better to yield to the Lord and to let God have his way. But I've been planning this for a whole month. Saints, it is always better to yield to the Lord. Let God have his way. But I've made plans. Saints, it is always better to yield to the Lord. Let God have his way. Yielding to the Lord will spare you from his judgment. That's true. Yielding to the Lord will spare you his judgment. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice. I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways, in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Ah. Notice he said, all the ways, walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, not just certain scriptures you happen to like, that it may be well unto you. In Jeremiah chapter 26, flip the page, Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 13. Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 13. For now, amend your ways and your doing. Amend, it means you have to change. That's right. Amend your ways and your doing, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. Uh-huh. Remember when you were little? You were told not to do something, and you were told again not to do something. And you were probably told several more times not to do something. And finally, you were told that if you do that one more time, such and such is going to happen. Well, so the Lord is saying, therefore now, amend your ways and your doing. Mm-hmm. Obey the voice of the Lord your God. And the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. Change your attitude. Change what you're doing. And then you will miss what's coming if you don't. Plain enough? I think so. I think so. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1. Mm. Yes, sir, Lord. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If ye be willing and obedient, willing and obedient. Mm-hmm. Willing and obedient. Ye shall eat the good of the land. It does not say if you be willing, ye shall eat the good of the land. No, willing and obedient. Very, very important. Psalm 32. Psalm 32, beginning with verse 8. Psalm 32, beginning with verse 8. The Lord said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding. Be ye not as the horse or the mule, which have no understanding. Don't act like you don't understand what God's trying to tell you, because you do. But being hard-headed is not the way to get the blessings of the Lord. Amen? He shouldn't have to make you do what he wants you to do. That's not the idea. The idea is for us to be willing and obedient. That's what he's looking for. Amen. Praise the Lord. So in Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 28, Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 28, the Lord has a little chat with his family. And he says, what do you think? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? Jesus saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Isn't that amazing? The publicans and the harlots will beat you into the kingdom because I came to them and they said, nah, I don't want to do that. But later on, they had some time to think about it, and they changed their minds and decided, well, I'll listen to him. I'll see what he says. I'll go do it. But then he came to the second one. Oh, yes, sir, I'll do this. But then you don't do it. That's not going to work. You can say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, but if you don't do it, it doesn't work. He that does the will of my Father, Jesus said. Amen? We need to remember that. Second Chronicles chapter 30 in the Old Testament, Second Chronicles, chapter 30, beginning with verse 7. And be not ye like your fathers, and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as you see. Don't be like your relatives that refuse to obey God. You see what's happened to them? Well, take a good look. Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, as your generations were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord. And enter into his sanctuary. Come to church, which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive. Parents, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him. There. If you turn, God will see to it that they find some compassion. Verse 9, if you turn, it didn't say if you get them to turn. If you turn, they'll find some compassion out there where they're hanging out so that they can come into this land. Because God is gracious and merciful. But he needs you to return to him. Return, yes. Mm-hmm. See, be ye not like your fathers and like your brethren which trespass. Be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord. That's the returning. Time for the turn. Amen. The Lord is serious. And he's telling us exactly what he expects. Amen? Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 21. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So there are going to be a lot of people showing up going, Lord, 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 this, that, and the other. He said, mm-mm, it's he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, not he that said, Lord, Lord. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You've been doing your own thing for so long, you think it's my thing. No, you did it your way. You did what you wanted to do. You had that ambition in your heart, and you went off after it. I didn't tell you I sent you there. You decided you were going. You charted your own course. You didn't do it my way. You know, saints, I have seen people see somebody with a gift that God has placed in that person. And they think the gift, either they're jealous or they're covetous usually, but not always. And they want the gift themselves. So they spend their time on their face calling to the Lord, oh, give me this gift. Oh, I want this gift. Oh, this gift, this gift, this gift, this gift. And finally God gives them the gift. But let me tell you something about that. The foundation that are required to carry that gift properly, they don't necessarily have. Isn't that interesting? I've watched this happen in Christendom. Oh, they want it so, yeah. You see, when God made the first person and he put the gift in them, he saw to it that they had what they needed so that when he started to use the gift, it would function properly, as he will. But you see, if you weren't the one he prepared to carry the gift, why are you asking him for something you actually don't have the foundation for? You know, it's like the dish sits in a cradle. And all you're doing is, I want the gift, I want the gift, I want the dish, I want the dish. But inside you, you don't have the cradle proper to nest it in. You see, God put in every individual the gifts and talents and abilities that he wanted to use in them. And you should allow God to use your life as he sees fit. Amen. It is so. I've seen some people, and this is awful, but I've seen some people try to be Dr. Pat. It was terrible. It was absolutely awful. You can't be who you're not. Amen? You cannot be who you are not. He's the potter. You're the clay. He makes you to suit himself. Mm-hmm. It's the truth. So some people in their presumption want to be or want to do something that God really has never designed them to do or be. You know, saints, it's an honor and a blessing to be in your lane. Your lane is where you belong. Your lane is where you function best. Your lane is where you give God the glory. Mm-hmm. So, he says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. So you see, obedience helps us to be and stay on the rock. That's where we need to be, on the rock of our salvation. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 44, Matthew chapter 21, verse 44, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. I'll let you think about that one. Saints, we should yield to our God and pray for his leading, his direction, and his instruction. Yes. We need to yield to the Lord and pray for his leading, his direction, and his instruction. Psalm 27, verse 11. Psalm 27, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Teach me and lead me in a plain, simple path, Lord. That's a legitimate prayer. Psalm 5, verse 8. Psalm 5, verse 8. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. 3, beginning with verse 2. Psalm 23, beginning with verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Looks to me like somebody is following the good shepherd here. They're not charting their own course. They're going where he takes them. Amen? Psalm 25, verse 5. Psalm 25, verse 5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Lead me. You know, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. It does not say that the sons of God lead the Spirit of God. No, we are led by his Spirit. That means we have to be following. That means we have to be close to his Spirit. Amen? Psalm 31, verse 3. Psalm 31, verse 3. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Lead me and guide me. Psalm 43, verse 3. Psalm 43, verse 3. Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Psalm 143, verse 10. Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. So all of those verses make very good prayer. Amen. Saints, we must always submit our plans to God first. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 3 says, and this will we do if God permit. If God permit. We'll do this if God permits such. In the book of Acts, in chapter 16, Acts chapter 16, starting with verse 6. Oh, I forgot to do that. Acts chapter 16, beginning with verse 6, apostles were trying to find where God wanted them to preach. So they'd gone out to a certain region of Galatia. However, when they were in prayer, the Holy Spirit forbid them to preach the word in Asia. They were planning to chart their little course to go to Asia, but the Holy Spirit said, no. You see, if they had charted them little selves out there, they wouldn't have been successful, and they could have lost their lives. They said, well, we'll go this way, but they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit. And whoever forgot where I said we are, we're in Acts chapter 16, and we're starting in verse 6. After that, they came to another area. Then they decided they'd go to Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. He said, absolutely, positively not. Whoever said God never tells you no didn't read these scriptures, because God does say no. And so they passed by another city. Then they came to Troas. And in verse 9, here comes the change. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. You see, they were trying to make a plan to go out and preach the gospel. You say, well, isn't that important to God? Doesn't he want people to hear the gospel? Yes. But he knows where and how and when he wants it done. It's his world. So they tried this, and it didn't work. The Holy Spirit said no. So they tried this, and then they tried that. But then the Holy Spirit said, nope. And finally, the Lord showed them. You see, saints, the Lord wants us to bring every little thing about our plans before him. But you say, but that makes more sense to do it the way I was going to do it. You say, it's easier to do it this way. You say, this is not logical. You say, but I always do the laundry on Thursday. I can't understand why God wouldn't want me to do laundry on Thursday just like I always do. For years, I've been doing the laundry on Thursday, Why would God want me to do something else on Thursday besides the laundry? Maybe there's somebody's soul that you need to touch with his power. You never can tell. Do it his way. Do it his way. Yield to the Lord and do it his way. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. Saints, avoid things that are disrespectful of holiness or shows contempt and irreverence for sacred things. Avoiding strife over knowledge attained by experience, learning, or effort, as opposed to the revelation of truth by the Spirit of truth. You said that was a lot of words, Pastor. What did you say? I said, avoid those things that you know are just downright disrespectful to the Lord or that show contempt or irreverence. There's a lot of that in the culture. Avoid those things. Don't get involved in them. Avoid getting into arguments over those who they're so experienced, they're so learned, they know it. Don't get in arguments with them. So, I'll give you an example. Okay, so the Lord tells you that your problem starts in your fingers. You're in your prayer closet, Lord, I don't know where this problem's coming from. And the Lord says, oh, it starts in your fingers. And so you go to the doctor's office, and the nurse says, it sounds like it's your foot. Well, don't get into a fight. Yield to the Spirit of truth and let God have his way. Yield to the Spirit of truth. Make way for the Spirit of God. And then let God have his way. Amen? You don't have to get into an all-out battle. Just make way for the Lord. Now, good works, doing good works, will not substitute for total obedience. So what do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, let's say the Lord tells you to go downtown and to spend the day sitting on the curb with the homeless people. Okay. Then after you think about this, you've mulled it over in your mind, well, it's probably not going to be very comfortable down there sitting on that curb all day long. It's hot outside, and there are flies and mosquitoes, and you know how you go on and on and on and on. So then you decide that it would be better if you made a charitable contribution to the Community Help Fund instead of going downtown and spending the day sitting on the curb with the homeless. Saying this is not obedience. It is rebellion. Amen. It is rebellion. We've already looked at Matthew 7:22. But that's the same scripture that says, Lord, I went down there and I made that charitable contribution to the Community Help Fund. He says, depart from me. I never knew you, ye that work iniquity. He told you to spend the day downtown sitting on the curb with the homeless. You see, good works are not a substitution for obedience. He had to tell Saul that. Samuel had to explain it to him. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" No, God has a preference. He wants you to obey his voice. "Behold, to obey is better than the sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." God has a preference to your sacrifice. He wants obedience first, obedience to his voice. You see, saints, God does not appreciate rebellion at all. He does not. And there are people that don't necessarily understand this, but it is so. Chapter 5, starting with verse 1, Acts chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, we find the following. "But a certain man named Ananias and with Sapphira his wife sold the possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, to keep back part of the price of the land?" Well, you see, Ananias didn't think Peter would know that. And he didn't consider the fact that the Holy Spirit knew anyway. "Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. He dropped dead right there in church. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, "Tell me, whether ye sold the land for so much?" And she said, "Yea, for so much." Then Peter said unto her, "How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and they shall carry thee out." Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Pretending to obey God does not bring good results. Amen. Saints, we belong to our God. Lamentations speaks of the precious sons of Zion. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice every single day, saints, every single day, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." That's right. Every single day. Every single day belongs to the Lord. We are to present ourselves to the Lord every day as a living sacrifice unto him. In John chapter 3, verse 30, John chapter 3, verse 30, "He must increase, but I must decrease." That's right. He's got to come first on our list of things to do. No, he's first. He must increase in our lives, and we must decrease. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art potter. And we all are the work of thy hand. We are his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. We belong to him. We are not our own. Amen? We are not our own. As the work of his hands, we were bought with the price of redemption. We are not our own. I recommend to you to do what Mary did when she replied to the angel in Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. He had his answer and he was gone. "Be it unto me according to thy word." She submitted. She yielded. She agreed. Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's what all of us need to do. Stop worrying about how it will all turn out in the end, saints. Worrying about how it will all turn out in the end. Let go, cast your care, and let God have his way. Amen? And you most likely will not see the move of God that you need to see until you do. Amen? Let God have his way. It's important. And you'll be blessed when you do. Even if it feels uncomfortable, even if you're not sure, allow God to have his way in your life. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill, any testimonies tonight?
Oh, yes, Pastor Sabrina, we have a bunch of them. And the whole time you're preaching that, all I hear is throw out that Frank Sinatra record. I'll have it my way. Let's do it Jesus' way. I praise you, Lord. Just praise you. These are wonderful testimonies. Y'all are really going to like this very first one. Mike says, "My little pregnant dog dropped over dead on the floor. I laid hands on her and prayed and she lived. I'm very thankful he gave us back our little dog and the puppies inside of her are all right." Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. AJR has a praise report. "Praise the Lord for saving me from the new age occult, from toxic relationships, from addictions, from drugs, from sin this summer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Please, it's awesome, Lord. It's just awesome when you hear somebody do that. It is awesome. Thank you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. RT has a testimony. "I posted a prayer of agreement earlier today asking God to loose his angels to balance the books to a zero balance and divine favor for me concerning my vehicle, negligence at the dealership, wizard mechanics being accountable. God balanced zero new parts and everything. I asked him, he did it concerning this matter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus." We just praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes. Dana has a praise report. "Thank you, Jesus. The knot that appeared in near my jawline has disappeared. I thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing me to kill a demonic bug, too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord." MM has a praise report. "Painful pressure around my face and gums are gone. I woke up and resist and rested well." Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. NK has a praise report. "I've operated in bloodlust, sex, witchcraft, spirits of Jezebel since I was 4 years old. maybe younger. I couldn't see it until Pastor prayed for the fire of God to go deep when I called for deliverance last Wednesday, and then I got serious about fighting fear this past Friday. I thank God for his blood, this ministry, and the good plans he has for us. In Jesus' name, we'll praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just give you the praise for that. Dina has a praise report. I keep singing the blood of Jesus and keep getting deliverance. Keep belching. Praise you, Lord. Just praise you, Lord. It's awesome what you're doing, Lord Jesus. JC says, has a praise report. My ankles were previously swollen, very big, but now they look slender and almost normal. Ah, blood of Jesus on my tongue. The tumor or growth from the tainted food washing in Maryland still remains, but it's smaller. Things are getting better. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And NK says, praise God for our pastor, our wonderful brother Marshall, Dr. Pat's extensive teachings, our fellowship, the two recent teachings, which we will all recast in Jesus' name. We just praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Dana has a praise report. I put a prayer request in yesterday for God to send a spirit-filled nurse to my mom. Today I spoke with Nurse Amber, who has a beautiful spirit, and allowed me to talk to my mom. She noted that when I spoke to mom, she raised her eyebrows very high. I praise God because I asked, and he moved. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. RT has a praise report. My tablet came back on, and now I'm able to play my Bible 24/7 in my home. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Amy Miller has a praise report. I could barely move yesterday after a fall on my walk. Today, I can go up and down stairs basically pain-free. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you for healing me, Jesus. And we have another praise report. Thank you so much for helping me with my class assignment. And also, thank you for allowing me to purchase a tool for writing my essay and schoolwork, making it easier. That praise report was from Amori. AK has a praise report. I love our church and Dr. Sabrina's way of speaking. It's very understandable. Thank you for allowing God to work in you. Saints, AK's 11. If he can get it, we can get it. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. NK has praise. This is huge. I thank you, Jesus, for your love and perfect timing. After 10 years of a mysterious medical injury that was dealt with so many ways, KK discovered a little thing he needs to do for his health. Thank you, Pastor Sabrina, for praying that prayer last week that we could all discover slight adjustments we need to make. It's just awesome. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. JC has a praise report. A parent with a broom shown up in afternoon team session. See, JC is doing teaching on Zoom. I am praying she finds another school for her child in Jesus' name. And she was sweeping and witchcraft came through the camera and she sent all that stuff back. Praise you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. In case, as a praise, a few weeks ago, I put a prayer request in about smart technology and our management told us that we would have to have it installed. Well, the Lord provided a way out of it. He sent me something where I didn't have to have it. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And NK, see, saints, keep putting your prayer request in them prayer room. Listen to this. NK says, praise at 5:10, I was moved to put in a prayer request, binding curses and evil coming from my household, from my in-laws' camp, so I did it. Less than an hour later, I received an accidental audio text from my mother-in-law recording a conversation between KK's parents. They were in their car talking evil about us. Their words revealed that my father also has a duplicitous heart of hate towards us. God said that nothing would remain hidden. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this insight. See, saints, what happened when you put that prayer request in there? The Lord answers and he helps. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And NK, praise God. Just AK sports schedule just got changed and we're unable to deal with KK sister tomorrow. Praise you for that, Lord. You're avoiding another warfare. Hey, and Amori has a praise report after putting up a prayer request regarding the left side of my head. A few minutes later, the aching went away. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. Thank you, Lord, that we have an anointed prayer room, that you are in it, that you're in the midst of it. We praise you for that, Lord. For him has a praise report. The Lord Jesus overturned it. Amen. The HOA and the community wanted some houses to be repainted, and I made a suggestion to pressure wash instead, so we pressure washed, and it looks as good as new, and the HOA approved it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. I don't have to spend all that money repainting. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And the Lord Jesus brought a potential investor across our path a few days ago. He is awesome. We praise you for that, Lord. And the employer is allowing for a waiver at this time in lieu of vaccinations. We give you the praise and glory for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, praise you, praise you. Dina has a praise report. This is small, but I thought I left some items at the store and even called the store, and they didn't see anything left behind the counter. So I prayed in the spirit and went right to where I put it in one of my cabinets. Praise the Lord. I immediately called to apologize and let the lady know I found it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anytime you lose something, saints, take authority over it in Jesus' name, and he'll show you where it's at. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord. And Amori has a praise report. Despite being out of work due to COVID, my manager enrolled me in some training. She's preparing me to move into a leadership role. Praise you for that, Lord. And LM says, thank you, Lord, for lifting up my daughter and our mental breakdown, and you are the God of miracles. Praise you, Lord Jesus. See, she, LM had put a prayer request in there about her daughter having a breakdown, and see, the Lord was there to give her a miracle. Praise you, Lord, for that. And AEF has a praise report. My student, Fabian, had spent a week in the hospital due to a collapsed lung. On Sunday, I placed a prayer of agreement in the Global Prayer Warriors room for Fabian. Tuesday, Fabian was released from the hospital and is home now, and his parents state he's doing well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. My goodness, these are some awesome praise reports, and we have more. In cases, praise the Lord. About a year ago, I had not been able to vacuum because there wasn't enough strength to push and pull it over the carpet. Because Jesus loves me and is my healer, now I can vacuum with ease and much gratitude. Yes, the Lord Jesus is making her stronger, and she's getting better and better, and healing's a process, and we praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Dana has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for healing my dislocated jaw. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sharon says, praise God, glory to God. A brown recluse bit me a week ago or so. I put a prayer request in the prayer room. The bite did not cause skin rot or anything. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Just like when Paul got bit by the snake. This spider couldn't
hurt.
That's
a miracle. That's a miracle.
That's
a miracle. It's
yes.
A miracle. It's a miracle.
Yes. Praise you, Lord. We're getting a bunch of miracles in here. Praise you, Lord, for that.
God is good.
He is. He is good. He is so good. We're almost done with the praise report. Ciro Doria says, I also went somewhere else to run an errand. And when coming out, I saw this very good-looking athletic man seated on the floor with his back on the wall. And I remembered seeing him once before. So somewhere, someone was praying for him. He usually asked for change, very humble. So I passed by him, and he asked for change. I mumbled something to him as my hands were all carrying something, and the Lord said, remember last time I asked you to give him a certain amount of money, but you didn't. Well, make it up today. So I also remembered Pastor Sabrina saying about giving alms. I got the amount, and I also got a tract with the right message and went back to him saying, Jesus loves you. He was so shocked, he got up and said, I'm going to buy a cheeseburger, and read the message, and I cried as he walked away. Jesus died for him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. It's very humbling when you speak to us and tell us to do so. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. RT has a praise report. COVID test came back negative. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And despite, here we go. Amori says, despite testing positive for COVID, I only had very mild symptoms and quarantining, and God has been teaching me to have faith in him over fear. Now I tell my family, faith over fear is a reminder. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And Sister Nicole, praise report, God has given me back the sense of smell and taste. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And NK says, praise God for his love and mercy and for giving me many unknowns and circumstances out of control. So I have to cry out to him and trust him alone. Blessed be the Lord who has seen fit to make his own and train me for war. Praise you for that. So, saints, when he trained you for war, you got to go through some battles. And JC has a praise report. Thanks for the intercession, saints. I realized the warfare was intense at school due to the failing to anoint the classroom this week as instructed by pastor. After I anointed at dismissal yesterday and the satanic angel that had been attacking me from the parking lot ran. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. These are wonderful. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you all our praise. You're worthy, worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise
you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
These are some absolutely astounding testimonies. Lord, we just want to thank you for all these miracles. I wonder how many puppies that is. The dog had the puppies. How many puppies? Because, Father, we're getting ready to pray for those puppies right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know how many was in the litter, Lord, but in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless each one, Lord. Make sure they grow up nice and healthy and strong, and that they become a gift from you to someone, whoever the someone is. Make that pet to be a blessing to them all the days of their life, Father. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, saints, God is so good. He just is so good. His mercy never ends. He loves answering our prayers. Yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. He loves answering our prayers. And you know, we got all kinds of miracles, all kinds of miracles. Wednesday night, we got miracles as the word went forth. It touched people's hearts. Yes, it touched people's hearts. Our hearts got changed. Wasn't that wonderful? You know, some people don't think those inside miracles are as great, but I've got news for you. They're absolutely astounding because you're not the same person that you were before. When those inside down in your heart, deep in those places where God's been trying to get to for so long. When he gets down in those places, you are not the same person that you were when you started out. Amen? You are a different person. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. And he's still working. He hasn't finished. He's got some more work to do. Remember that time I told you I saw the Lord pushing up his sleeves over his elbow, and he kept showing it to me over and over and over, telling you the Lord's going in. He's really going to do some work in us, saints. I mean, he's ready to get down with some serious work, and he's doing it. He's doing it. He can see the sincerity in us and our true desire to please him, and it pleases him, and he's going to do the work in us. Yes, he is. And we're going to yield and obey him. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Amen. Yes, we are. Lord, we just want to thank you because everybody's getting an opportunity for a miracle. It doesn't matter which kind you get, you're getting some. So, well, I don't see my miracle yet. Hang in there. God has not forgotten you. There's plenty of miracles to go around. That's right. There are plenty of miracles, miracles we still have never seen. Of all the miracles the Lord has done, he still has more miracles and more miracles and more miracles. He never runs out. No, he's a miracle-working God, and they flow out of him. Amen? Amen. They flow right out of him. So, Lord, we want to thank you for yourself flowing out to us, for your miracle-working power coming to change our very lives. It's a miracle. Yes, it is. And we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. You know, God's grace just can't be beat, saints. His grace just can't be beat. We're going to our guest call-ins now. And the guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And area code 4152, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Dr. Sabrina. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke to you, and you said, well, ask the Holy Spirit. And I asked the Holy Spirit, and he's been revealing so many things to me. I was, like, focused on one thing, and he was letting me know there was many other things involved that I had to get right that I had never seen before. And then he showed me one of the programs it's just awesome what the Holy Spirit is doing. And he put repentance in my heart, and I'm laying there, and tears are just flowing out my eyes. I said, wow, Holy Spirit, God, I had no idea all that was involved in, you know, mouth judgment, you know, out loud like that. And I just thank God for the leading and being led what to do and how to do. And also I'm calling up for healing for my body. Oh, God is good. Wow.
All right. What needs healing?
My arm.
Okay, is it in pain?
It's in pain, and it's very hard to sleep on. It's just so many things that's going on, and I can't even tell you, but that's the main thing I want fixed.
All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come together as the body of Christ before your throne, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross and taking the stripes that that release the healing for this sister's arm in Jesus' name. You spirit of infirmity, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. We bind you. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. And all you other spirits of infirmity that she has not mentioned, we bind you too. Every sickness in her body is bound in Jesus' name. Every infirmity in her body is bound in Jesus' name. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is Jesus' personal property. And we command you now to come out of her body. Come out of her body right now, bound into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against these devils that have warred against her for a long time. We bind all those spirits of infirmity coming down the family line in the name of Jesus. Come out of her right now, all of you, every one of you, bound. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath first and cough from your gut. Come on out. Every spirit of infirmity in that vessel, come out now. The fire of God upon you all in the name of Jesus to consume you. Come out of her. Come out of her right now. Spirit of infirmity, every disease, every ailment, every malady, come out of her in the name of Jesus. We bind all the strong men in the name of Jesus. And we bind those infirmities to its respective strong man, and we command them to come out of her now in the name of Jesus. All of them. All of them at once. Come on out. Cough those things out. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Cough them out now. And everybody else has got something wrong. You cough too in Jesus' name. Come on out of her. Come out of her. You can't stay. There's no place to hide. The light of the Lord is upon you. Come out now. Spirits that were transferred into her from someone else, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come on out. Come on out. Cough it out. Come on out. Spirits that attacked her due to Rogorosota, satanic attack, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. All those spirits that came in due to satanic attack, we close the portal that lets you in Jesus' name. We close the open door in the name of Jesus. Fire of God at the open door in the name of Jesus. Come on out of her. Don't slow down. Get on out in Jesus' name. Come on out. We uproot you now in the name of Jesus. All the witchcraft that's been done against her, return to sender in Jesus' name. Witchcraft done against her, return to sender in Jesus' name. Every vex and every hex, every curse, every spell, we break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Oh, witchcraft done against her, rooting done against her, we break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. Sacrifices done against her, we break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Pump that out. Demonic sacrifices done against her, come up and out in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that is risen against her in judgment, we all condemn in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of it out. All of it out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your power.
Thank
you, Lord, for your power.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in with the holy fire and burn out the rest of those spirits in Jesus' name. Deep breath and release your prayer language. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for taking this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Maria Mariana Mokuria Mariana Mahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Yariya no Mokuria Mariana Mahaya. Yariya no Mokuria Mariana Mahaya. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll talk to you later. You just keep praising the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank you.
Area code 484. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 484. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, good night, Dr. Sabrina.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Here.
Yes?
Yes?
Yeah. Good night.
Yes, I can hear you.
To the team. All right. Two things. I still see when I'm about to fall asleep, this whatever it is trying to feed me. I keep refusing it and rejecting it. But it's been happening and they're persistent with it. And, two, I've been seeing like it's more than the shadows around me. I don't know if someone watching or what it is, but when I look up or look at it, it just vanish. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. Now you need to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal some things to you about this situation, okay? But we're going to pray, all right?
Right.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our brother, and we take the sword of the Spirit, and we cut him free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, band, and device of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut him free. We circumcise him from all these things. We loose him from all of them now in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that's been following him, every demonic spirit that's on his path, on his trail, been watching him, observing him, whispering, muttering, singing the Rigeru, witchcraft being sent against him. We break its grip and hold and power in his life in the name of Jesus. We bind those spirits. We send them into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We take authority, dominion, and power over the witch that's sending him food in a dream. We close the portals in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. He can still hear me. Devil, you got to leave, and you got to leave now. You cannot stay in the name of Jesus Christ. You've got to leave in the name of Jesus. Father, every devil that's been attacking him in the night season, we put it into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. The source of the witchcraft, we return to sender in the name of Jesus according to the covenant. Every spirit that's been hindering his spiritual growth and his spiritual walk, we bind in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you reveal to him what's actually going on in the dark, in the name of Jesus, in the shadows. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you have given us. 26, Mark 4:22, Luke 8:17, and 12:2, Lord, that you will reveal to him and make known to him a way that he can understand what's actually happening to him and what you want him to do about it. We cut him free from every association and every relationship that ministers witchcraft to him in Jesus' name. Hey, hallelujah.
ringa de brisha de brucon de brike lele osunda, Yaruku lele saharugunde, rikise, Yarrikise be rushunda broca de diasai, Yaruku rikisha de redioson de breke de dioso, Raka de brisha da rugusun de rikise bebebeche de rebre, Relelelioson de rebreke lelioso de braca de brisha, Yarugule leeste de brisha de broca lelia de brehe lelia, Risa de brusha de lidia kakur kochate, Risa lelioso. We submerge him under the blood of Jesus Christ. We submerge him under the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, give him wisdom in Jesus' name. We ask that you deliver him and take his deliverance to completion in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of slumber. We bind Leviathan. We bind generational sin. We bind family devils. In Jesus' name, we bind the family devils. We cut him free and disconnect him from the old family tree. In Jesus' name. Risa de Dios, a wall of fire between him and every other entity. Wall of fire between him and every entity in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, that demon that cut off the phone call while we were talking and praying for him, Lord, I want you to reward that spirit for what he did in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 8563. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi. Good evening. This is KK. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So I'm calling on behalf of myself, NK and AK. In 4 days, the owners of our apartment are coming to install smart technology several places over the home. And we have to either let them install it or we have to move out. And if we choose the option of moving out, then we have to move out by October 31st. Our neighbors to our left, to our right, and directly below us have all had theirs installed, and it's already negatively impacting NK and AK physically, and it's actually only been 3 days since they had theirs installed. So we need to make a very important decision quickly, and then if we're moving, we need to find a new place to live quickly. So I'm calling for prayer for this.
Father, in the name of Jesus, before any of us were born, you knew this day would come and this challenge would be here. You already have the answer. We ask you, Father, to hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the new home. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the new home, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, before you call, I'll answer. So I guess you need some boxes.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess you need some boxes, brother, and some tape.
Absolutely. Praise God.
I don't know where you're going, but Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. He was just trusting the Lord. And you see, it turned out great for him. It'll turn out great for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it did.
Amen. The Lord says the provision is there. It's there. It's there. You don't have to beg for it, plead for it, and holler all night long on the floor. The provision is there, saith the Lord. Amen. Father, we ask, all night we're talking about yielding to you, asking you to lead us. So we ask you to lead them directly to your provision for them, Father. We thank you and we give you praise for wonderful provision, Father, in the name of Jesus, exceeding abundantly above all that they could ask or think, according to the power that works in them. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you. Praise God. You got your answer there.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Lord, give them strength. They're going to need some elbow grease. Give them strength, Lord. Give them some strength. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. So they're moving on up, Lord. Hey, praise the Lord. Everybody put your hands together for Jesus. Yay. They're moving on up. Praise the Lord. All right, then. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Okay. Area code 818. You're on the air live.
Hi.
In Jesus' name.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, there goes my dog. Hi. I'm calling for a couple of things. You know, post-COVID, like my hair is falling out, and I've also been feeling not too great. And then I got injured in my leg really severely, and I put a prayer request in, and, you know, God has been, slowly healing it. But I really want just healing because, like, my leg is I already have a serious edema problem physically anyway, but it's so bad with this injury that it feels like my skin is just going to rip open, you know, and like a Niagara Falls is going to just come out of my leg. And you know, because I have, like I said, an overall edema issue, like it's a very severe one. So I would love prayer for that. And then I've also been asking for prayer for the relationship with my daughters. The devil's really attacking there, like very seriously attacking. My one daughter just really has been horrible in a lot of ways, and I think it's just her own depression and oppression. And I prayed in the prayer request, and God is slowly giving me what to do to try to build, you know, to help rebuild her and reconnect with her. And little by little, I'm seeing some progress, and I want to praise God for that. But I just want God to just help me continue with that, because I love my daughter so much, and I don't want the strife, because I know where it's coming from. It's the enemy. And then my youngest daughter is now talking about she wants to get the, you know, the you know what, and I've been begging her, you know, I'm not just begging her, but I've been like trying to get her the right info. But there's just so much pressure and influence in that, especially in the state I live in. And I feel so overwhelmed that I feel like it's really getting me depressed. There's days I'm just struggling with wanting to just give up. And even though I'm getting closer to God than I have ever been in my entire life, I feel weary. Like it just feels these attacks. And I would love prayer and just, some encouragement, I guess.
Okay. There is no temptation that has come to you that is not common to the rest of the body of Christ. But we don't give up. We are not the kind that give up. We don't give up no matter what. We believe to the saving of the soul. And it doesn't matter how much pressure it is, you don't have to give up. It's a choice you make. When you decide that you're in it for the long haul, no matter what, the devil pours the pressure on to get you to back off. As long as you refuse to back off, he'll never win. As long as you refuse to back up and you keep trusting the Lord, he will never win. So since he cannot defeat you, don't you defeat yourself. Since the devil cannot defeat you, don't you defeat yourself. You've come a long way. You've come too far to look back.
Amen.
There's but one way for you to go, and that's forward. And that's all you need to think about. Amen?
Amen. There's days I just want to leave this state and go.
Christ. Running is not a solution. Everybody's got their ground they have to stand, and so do you. Amen? All right. And sometimes you just have to suck it up and do what you got to do. It's called maturity. Amen?
Amen.
Stop looking at, oh, and this didn't go right and that didn't go right. No, Jesus hasn't changed. He's always right. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. If you keep looking at your circumstances, you're going to make your circumstances bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger till they become bigger than your God. The cure for that is to keep your eyes on Jesus and let him handle the circumstances. Amen?
Amen.
That didn't sound too good,
yeah,
but we'll work on it. Father, in the name of Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift this sister up to you and her myriad of situations that need to be dealt with. You're dealing with them, and you're teaching her how to have faith, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have taught us not to look to the bigness of our need, but to look to the bigness of our God. And we understand that our circumstances are hindrances to seeing your ability. Our circumstances are hindrances to us seeing your ability. And that our victory is going to come as we keep our eyes on you and believe what you have told us and trust you. And we trust you to the point that that is what comes out of our mouth. That what you have told us is what we say. And what we say is what we believe. We trust you to the point that what you have told us is what we believe. And what we believe is what we say. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the leg to you in the name of Jesus. We ask for your continued healing. We thank you for showing her what to do in the spirit and in the natural concerning it in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the root causes of the edema. Break it in Jesus' name. Break up and go in the name of Jesus. You need to be coughing, dear. Break up and go. Break up and go in Jesus' name. The root causes of the edema. Break up and go. 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 Father, we ask that you release your angels to war against these demons that have warred against her. Rise de Brusa. Irisile de Osura Kahare. Rike de Brusa. Break up and go in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft. Break up and go in Jesus' name. Witchcraft. Break up and go in Jesus' name. Witchcraft. Come up and out. I don't hear you talk. Witchcraft. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Eruko. Excess fluid due to witchcraft. Come up and out. Leave the body. Leave the body in the name of Jesus. Leave the body. We submerge that body under the blood of Jesus. Leave the body. Leave the body. Leave the body. Excess fluid, we command you in the name of Jesus to leave the body now. Leave the body. Risale di Dio sotto la braccia. Yergole le mie sahara kahaba babasta da bri. Rike te rabrocha di Dio sotto la braccia da rasta la brucata. Tu regisse de Dio sotto la braccia shata da bru. Il regisse de rabrocha babasta da braccia le di sotto la braccia. Risale le Dio sotto la braccia. Worry, we take authority over you in the name of Jesus Christ. Worry, we bind you in Jesus' name. We tear down that stronghold in the name of Jesus.
Risa busha carregate da brusa da bre. Silla la dio sutta da breca de dio sunde da breca de dio sulla lei. Silla la la cushanda da broche de la barassa da breca de dio sotto. Ruka babasta de la brisa de la breca de dio sotto da breca le viai. Rille le lianda rugusto to na na nya nya da baranca di brisa. Ieri chiese da dio sotto da breca le dio sa ha ha. Sha da la brosta de la breca de dio sonda da breca le via sta da brei. Chi babasta da broca le dio sonda da breca le dio sonda da breca le viai. Ieri con le iesse de la brisa de la breca de dio sonda da bra. Ricche le dio sotto da breca a sta da brosta de dio si come out of her. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of her daughters in the name of Jesus. Come out of her daughters in the name of Jesus. We bind peer pressure in Jesus' name. We bind peer pressure in the siren song in the name of Jesus. We bind seducing spirits and lying spirits and seductive spirits and mind control in the name of Jesus. We bind the voices of the strangers. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all the voices of the strangers and their attacks in Jesus' name. We return the attacks to the senders in the name of Jesus. We return every attack to the senders in the name of Jesus. O ragisa tarabreke, sulla la leya sanda da broca de dio sunda da breke de, sila la leyo sunda rogoho ragisa da de dia, rike si da brosa te brisce de dio sunda da breke de tarabrosa ta. Hey, hallelujah. Lord, be a fence around them. Lord Jesus, be a fence around them. Be a wall around them. We release the wall of fire around each of them, Father. Separate them from their enemies. Hey, separate them from their enemies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the grace. Thank you for the grace, Lord. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the grace, Lord. Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
You.
I love you. God bless you.
You're welcome. We love you, too. Area code 248, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello? Oh,
yes?
Hi, Dr. Sabrina. I wrote the comment testimony earlier about being saved from the new age and cults and addiction, and truly so grateful for you in this channel. But today I'm calling in. My stepmom is a witch, and she's who got me into Wicca back in 2015. And ever since, she's been pretty absent from my life until Jesus saved me in July. And she has been sending a lot of attacks to my family, especially my dad and younger sister today, and was just sending me a bunch of, my dad was sending me a bunch of messages saying that I'm basically crazy for not letting my sister spend the night there tomorrow night. And it has started like a big war and rift in the family. And yeah, just asking for like prayers and deliverance with that.
All right, now, first thing you need to understand is that when you decide to live for Jesus, the devil's going to use everybody close to you to come against you. You need to learn to expect it.
Okay.
Instead of being taken by surprise, you need to learn to expect it, okay? We do not war against flesh and blood. We war against the spirits in the people and the spirits that are affecting the people. The people are sort of being used like puppets, and the demons are the puppet masters. All right? Can you understand that? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your stepmom being in Wicca, you're going to have to separate from her.
Yes, I have totally separated from her. But
and
my
now she's
dad and sister. Oh. Are
but
still
your dad and sister
her.
Have not. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all you can do is plead the blood of Jesus over them and give them to Jesus and ask him to open their eyes so that they can see the truth. Okay? It'll be a while before it comes through, but you just have to stand there and ask the Holy Spirit what to pray. And I would suggest that you spend most of your time praying in your prayer language for them because they are blind and they are basically under mind control. And they can't see through the fog to find out who she really is. Okay? But God is greater than the fog, and God is greater than their delusions and deception, and God is greater than her Wicca. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Brother Bill is going to put the link in the MIC chat room to the return to sender message so you can hear it and understand what that's about. He's going to put that link in the MIC radio chat room so you and everyone else that needs it can find it and review it. It's called Return to Sender, okay? So
okay.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for our sister and her growth in faith in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to keep her strong and keep her safe. We submerge her under the blood of Jesus Christ. We surround her with the wall of fire, with your glory in the midst. We clothe her with the armor of God in the name of Jesus. We raise the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And we ask, Lord, that you protect the sister and the dad in Jesus' name, for they know not whom they are attached to. They do not see, they do not know, and we ask you to keep them safe and bring them into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. We bind the witchcraft attacks that are being sent to our sister through her family, and we return them to the sender in the name of Jesus according to the covenant. We forbid the continual attacks to come from the Wiccan group in Jesus' name. We send them back to the entire group because that's where they're coming from. We send them right back where they came from. We break their agreements, and we send confusion and division into the enemy camp in Jesus' name. We return the enemy's warfare back. We aim those weapons back in the name of Jesus. We boomerang it back in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you for training our sister for warfare in Jesus' holy name. Risebe rukusha da brese le di dia. Risebe shiki bruhuta. Rakata da brese le di dio sur gada da brese da brike di dio sunda. Reke da brese le di dio sunda da brike le lia. Never forget that God's power is there to help you. His angels are there too. If you need to, ask the Father for the angels to help out, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for calling. We love you. Amen, amen, amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. It's been absolutely wonderful, as it always is. And we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. And tonight we're requesting an immediate adjudication from the righteous judge on President Biden's threatening. Oh, yes, Lord, he's been a threatening quite a bit lately, you know, threatening about the Texas Border Patrol for properly apprehending Haitian illegals from crossing the border at the Rio Grande. You know, we prayed about this before, Lord. And he has said, I promise you those people will pay. There's an investigation and there will be consequences. They sure will be, but it won't be the ones he thinks. And we're requesting, Father, the intervention of the Lord our God against FDA employees who advocate forced vaccination of minorities and a Nazi-style register for the unvaccinated. And we've told you here in the request, Lord, what the FDA economist Taylor Lee says, that he thinks blow dart is always the answer. He thinks that the government ought to go door to door and blow dart people who are not vaccinated. We are also praying, Lord, for the intercession for the World Summit Organ Harvesting of Living Persons. They will be doing that again this weekend. They want to, they'll have a lot of different disciplines there, Lord. We ask you to be in the midst of it and see to it that your will is done. Also, we're praying about House of Representatives bill that would bar states from restricting abortions. And if it goes to the Senate and passes, it will be signed into law. It's H.R. 3755, also known as the Women's Health Protection Act of 2021. The bill says abortion services are a constitutional right as decided by the Roe versus Wade, but that access to abortion has been obstructed across the United States in various ways, including by state laws. It also says that health care providers can carry out abortions with virtually no limitations or requirements, a provision aimed at preempting new state laws and superseding some current ones. We're requesting the God who judges on earth, the God who avenges, the strong creator, the Lord God of hosts, to intervene in Jesus' name. And that's what we're praying about tonight, saints. Brother Marshall, are you ready?
I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Praise Amen. The Lord.
You can hear me. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy.
Yes.
On a new this day and every day. Praise your Lord. Thank you for Dr. Sabrina. Thank you for the extraordinary and wonderful praise reports. Thank you that your arm's not too short to say, Father. You have us all here for such a time as this, Lord. How did Esther feel when she had that opportunity to go before her husband who didn't know she was Jewish? We thank you, Lord, for giving her the unction to pray and to fast and to seek your mercy and your intervention in ways that she didn't know was possible, but you can do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. So we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace, just like you tell us to, Father. You say in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We ask you, Father, to keep all of our hearts and minds, because we all belong to you, including our hearts and our minds. Not just KK, all of us, keep all of our hearts and minds. We continue to cast all our cares on you because you care for us continually and day by day in Jesus' name. And Jesus said he didn't have any place to lay his head, but you provided for him, didn't you, Lord? And you provide for each of us according to your riches and glory. We ask for your divine help and intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. And as Sabrina said, some of these people are just like puppets on a string, and the things controlling those puppets are demons. We bind every one of those demons controlling those in the federal government that are appointed by Satan for his purposes in Jesus' name, from the false regime in Jesus' name. We bind every ungodly plan and wile and scheme of the enemy in Jesus' name, from the words coming out of President Biden's mouth that he's been told to speak by the little spirits of the other end of the puppet strings in Jesus' name. Cut about them. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication. And we don't rejoice, Father, that the demons are subject unto us. But Jesus says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, rejoice not that the spirits, the demons are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Father, we rejoice that our names are written in heaven. He withheld not his own son, but gave him up for us all. How shall he not also with him also freely give us all things? Your arm's not too short to save. We ask you to help us and deliver us. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? We shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We've set our love upon you, Lord. And you said, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you for a long, satisfied life, Lord. Father, for all these situations that Pastor Sabrina just read through, Father God, not just with Joe Biden's nonsense with the Texas Border Patrol trying to overturn this. The United States government was set up as God is in charge, and then the people, and then the government. First the local governments, and then the federal government comes up last. We bind every one of these demons trying to turn everything upside down. The anointed saints in Acts turned things right side up. Of course, from the demons' point of view, they thought it was upside down. But from God's point of view, they anointed saints, anointed with the Holy Ghost, because Jesus said he's sending us forth, even as Father God sent him forth. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. And Father, we thank you for delivering us from every spirit of oppression, every spirit of attack, attacking minds and hearts, and every other thing, Father God, in Jesus' name, including this nonsense coming from this fellow who works with the FDA, Taylor Lee. All the words spoken by the demons out of that person's mouth, we cancel their assignments. And we thank you for bringing to light those things that the demons are planning, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father God. We've been praying, even according to, Matthew 10:26, Luke 12:2, and many other places, Father, that you'll uncover the things that the demons are doing, and we thank you for doing so. Not just the election audit, but the nonsense with this so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine, and all their plans to control the people illegally, just like the Nazis tried to do, in Jesus' name. Some of those nice Christian people in Germany back then, they thought they were doing a good thing, but they didn't really know what was going on. Father, we ask you to grant all the Christians of every type and vein, every type of grant them discernment and every gift they need by your Spirit. You said in the last days, I'll pour forth of my Spirit upon all flesh, and we know these are the last days. You make that abundantly clear in Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 9, in Peter as well, 1 Peter and 2 Peter, that these are the last days. We ask you to pour forth of your Spirit, Father God. And we thank you for waking up the body of Christ. And Satan, you're bound. You, the mind blinder, are bound. Every spirit of ungodly fear is bound in Jesus. And we cancel our assignments to all those we've interceded for, not just those in Texas, not just those who have opted not to be vaccinated thus far in Jesus, so-called vaccinated in Jesus' name. Which is really just a mind control, ungodly spirit, as can possibly a bioweapon, quite possibly, looks like that. Father, Satan, you remain bound. All your underlings remain continually, permanently bound. Every ungodly spirit seeking to kill, steal, and to destroy remain permanently, perpetually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. According to Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19, Mark 3:27. You, Satan, the mind blinder, are bound, and all your underlings are bound in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do, and greater things than these. And no ungodly spirit may snatch away a single word of the true and living God from any one of our hearts and minds as well, in Jesus' name, who says he gives us that power and authority in Luke 10:19-20, in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, in the word of God, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. In the last chapter of Matthew 28, in the last part of that chapter, in Jesus' name, he said he'll never leave us. His name is Emmanuel, God with us, and together with God, nothing shall be impossible. How did the Israelites feel when they were facing the Red Sea with a mountain on either side and Pharaoh's horses and chariots come clattering up behind them? Oh, what do we do? And what did the Lord say to Moses? The Lord will fight for you. Hold your peace and go forward. So as we have communion, we're holding our peace because, Jesus, you made peace by the blood of your cross. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you you're sending your Son to pay that price for each and every one of us, the price none of us could pay. The wealthiest person on earth could never pay the price. Even if he gave his own firstborn son, which some people who serve Satan have done something like that. But Lord, you promised us in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, the Lord is our helper. I will not fear, we will not fear what man shall do to me. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us all from the Nazi-style nonsense coming from Taylor Lee's mouth and all the plans of the demonic spirits. And from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons in the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who have interceded for, including those railing against those standing for the truth, including those railing against those standing for what is right and proper in the Creator God's eyes, in Jesus' name. And we also close all ungodly portals in Jesus' name. They're all closed shut. You've given us the keys of the kingdom, and we thank you for giving us the keys Kadabah, in Matthew. And we thank you for the keys in Revelation chapter 3. And we close and shut all those portals. No ungodly spirits may flow to any member of the body of Christ or their family members. And we thank you for hiding us all in the secret place, the Most High, all the benefits of Psalm 91 over each and every one of us, as well as was that Job 28, 7 and 8, and Psalm 27, 4, 5 and 6, Psalm 27, verses 4 to 7 in particular, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, Father. Thank you for protecting all of us and keeping us hidden in this secret place. And we thank you for your divine intervention for concerning the so-called World Summit against organ harvesting, your divine intervention, Father God, that your hand would be involved in this, Father God, that people will have a heart to do what's right in your sight, that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and you give it to whomsoever you will, in Jesus' name. And all those in any position of authority that have bowed the knees to Satan, we bind every one of those demons speaking into your hearts and minds in every area, not just in the government, in every area, in Jesus' name, including heads of household. We bind every demon in the corporations, in every area, including those in the black hats in the military. We bind every demon in Jesus' name. We cancel their assignments to steal, kill, and or destroy, including through this ungodly plan, some people want to do with organ harvesting of living persons, in Jesus' name. What, know you not? You're the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. We're bought with an extraordinary, extraordinary price. What, know you not? You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Ghost in which overseers that feed the church of God, which he, God, hath purchased with his own blood. Thank you. You know how to take care of what you've purchased, Lord. If a woman who has a little bit of power is able to protect her wedding ring so that it doesn't get stolen, don't we think that God, who has all power in heaven and earth, can protect us, who is purchased with his own blood? We're the most precious kind of commodity on earth. We may look like just gorgeous hunk of dust, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the excellency, the power may be of God in us. Jesus, you had power to lay down your life, and you had power to take it up again. We thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. And every spirit coming against this temple, Holy Spirit, every ungodly spirit coming against each and every one of us from all sources, returned on the heads of the demons sending them, and his those demonic spirits sending them to do to them what they intend to do to us. And I'm in agreement with Sabrina Sessions' prayers earlier, Father God. We speak confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp. They're more with us than with them. We thank you for being your warning, linking angels round about each and every one of us. I speak blindness to the enemy, muteness to the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, because you said, "Thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways," in Job 22:28, and we say that as joint heirs with Christ, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 17, in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, the name written in the blood of God, whatever we ask in my name, that will I do. As we are anointing our doors and our windows, and I thank you, Lord, for inspiring Sabrina to have us do that. And there's a scripture in the Old Testament that talks about the high priest was sprinkling the blood and also was mingled with oil. Oil represents the Holy Ghost. The blood represents the very soul, the very life of God. God the Son, who came in the flesh and poured out his soul to redeem us from the devil. And you did it, Jesus. You've already done it. You've triumphed over them openly in it. And we give you praise and honor and glory according to what's written in Colossians 2, 13 to 15, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask concerning this House of Representatives bill that passed on Friday, H.R. 3755, kind of a that you come back about that you intervene, Father God, in the way that you choose fit, Father God, in Jesus' name. Maybe these things are just sent to distract people from what's really going on in different areas with the Arizona audit, because we know that the deep state does not want any of that to come out. Then they're going to find out, you mean all these people were just put in there illegally in cahoots with the foreign government? If that's the case, Father, and it comes to light, all these other states starting to do all these audits, Father God, real audits. We thank you for bringing everything to light that needs to be brought to light and overturning not only Roe versus Wade, but all the plans of this demonic law to force, coming out of the federal government, to force things on state governments, because it's God first, and then it's the people, and then it's the government. And the state governments trump the federal government in every case, according to the Constitution. Your will be done according to the true law, the law of this land, in Jesus' name. And not just this country, every nation. Because you've given us unalienable rights rights that no human being can take away. I like unalienable rights, the rights that God gave us. Life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Your life, your liberty, and divine liberty for the children of God. We thank you for the divine liberty of the children of the living God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for setting us all free. Because Jesus said to those that believed on him, if you continue my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. As we continue in your word, Lord, we're all growing. Each and every one of us are growing. Sabrina's growing, believe it or not. Yes, she's not the same person she was 2 years ago, right? So we're all growing, and we thank you, Lord, for all growing us up in our most holy faith. And thank you for allowing us to pray in the Spirit. We thank you, Holy Ghost, you know how to intercede far better than we do. And I thank you for all the saints praying and intergreening and agreeing and praying in agreement in Jesus' name, even according to your word. Because you said, if two of you are on earth, the Christ just in heaven, I'll be by my Father, which is in heaven. And we thank you for the divine help and intercession, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the wonderful praise support. I thank you, Father God, if you're able to heal the saint, Father God, from the attack of a brown recluse spider. And we're all in agreement, Father God. That's the Lord that you're ready. You promised to do, Father. And the last day, I'm full of my spirit upon all flesh. And you said, if you do on earth, the priest that you have to shout to God, my Father, in heaven. And even if those who are in the last great revival, they can live in heaven. That's the end of God. With a dumb, great, whatever it was, and Father God, in Jesus' name. They were not in perfect health. They were older ladies. They saw all the things going on. The little island there. What did they pray? They prayed Isaiah 44:3. Because you knew that they knew it. And you know you're going to be born. Not to find any great strength. Big grandfather, not royal, Father, that Jesus was put in prison. You have done this for 40 days. If you brought him out alive, Jesus never did it. Great, Father, thank you for the people. I don't know when you brought him out alive, Father. If you can do exceeding the amount of the Lord that you can ask and imagine. And you said, oh, pour water upon your temple, and pour water upon your heart. I will pour my spirit upon my feet, and my blessing upon my home. Yes, that's all. We thank you, Father God, for pouring forth of your spirit in these last days and waking up the body of Christ. heart to pick it up again. And when we see his life in us, the living bread and the blood, we have that very soul of the living God with the power that can't be touched. That's the power that can't be touched. Father, God, have life in yourself. Son, have life in yourself. Just hanging the privilege of being your sons and your daughters. We give you praise and honor, my Lord. You don't, but about that, do anything for them, but about you bring everything before your throne, Lord. And we thank you for your divine intervention before your gate. You are the door, Lord. You are the door. May the blood of Jesus cover every one of our doors and windows. You said, when I see the blood of my husband, Lord, the place shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. The blood of Jesus that we give.